Democratic Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer and Congressional Representatives Paul Tonko and Antonio Delgado visited Montgomery County this week to announce that they will be introducing legislation to set federal safety regulations that would take unsafe limousines off the road and avoid deadly accidents like the one that killed 20 people on October 6, 2018. It was one of the deadliest transportation accidents in recent United States history. Standing on the shore of the Mohawk River in Amsterdam, Schumer read the names of the victims of the October 6th crash out loud. His voice was drowned out by passing locomotives that passed directly through the city where many of the crash victims lived.
Today, Representatives Tonko, Delgado, and I are picking up the mantle and unveiling our plan to do just that and ensure that the lives lost last October did not go in vain.
He was flanked by some family members of the crash victims, as well as his congressional counterparts Antonio Delgado and Paul Tonko, who represent parts of Montgomery and Schoharie counties.
No one has carried the wounds more than the families who have lost their loved ones. Loved ones to a limousine that should never, ever have been allowed on the road.
Tonko, who's from Amsterdam and has long known some of the families of the victims, wavered between tears and anger as he described a need for the legislation, which he plans to introduce in the House.
I heard and felt those families calling us to respond, certainly with our thoughts and prayers, which were obviously there, but with clear, enforceable standards that close dangerous loopholes and make rider safety a priority.
Delgado also showed emotion as he addressed the families of the victims.
Today we are here to honor the lives of the souls we lost with action at the federal level to close safety loopholes, take unsafe vehicles off the streets, and improve limousine standards across the board.
The congressional trio plan to introduce the legislation when Congress returns to Washington after the holiday weekend. Schumer says he's optimistic the measures will earn bipartisan support.
I have not spoken to Leader McConnell, but we have worked together on legislation that involves other kinds of safety in the past. I don't know who's going to oppose us, but whoever it is, we'll fight them until we win.
The National Transportation Safety Board announced safety recommendations this week based on its preliminary investigation of the accident wreckage. The NTSB concluded that some passenger deaths may have been avoided by the use of seatbelts. Among other recommendations, the report strongly urged New York State to tighten its seatbelt laws, requiring all passengers in a motor vehicle to wear those seatbelts. In January, Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed limo safety reforms to existing vehicle laws in his budget proposal, but the final budget that lawmakers approved left out those measures. Kevin Cushing lost his son Patrick in the crash. He, along with other victim family members, say state government failed them.
Our grief isn't going away after 1 year. We're trying to focus and take that grief and put it in an advocacy situation. We're not going away. We don't have to be too loud because they are listening and they are communicating with us on a regular basis. But we'll keep going.
State Assemblymember Angelo Santa Barbara, who represents the district that includes Amsterdam, says there's momentum now for the legislature to act come January. But an executive order may be more effective.
We have a report that says these vehicles are not safe. We have a report that says things like this will continue to happen until these issues are addressed. I think executive action is in order. Get these vehicles off the road until the legislature can reconvene.
Amanda Rivenberg. Adam Jackson.
A remembrance ceremony is planned in Amsterdam on the anniversary of the crash.